Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's 46:14 before 9. It is day 53 of the Ida recovery, Thursday, October 21st. This will be warm, spotty rain today, highs of 86. And then looking ahead all the way through next Wednesday, highs are going to be between 84 and 86, and then maybe a little bit above that if it's sunny. And that's close to 90, which is entirely too hot for this late in October. But we'll see what happens come Halloween. Dane Cingolino joins us now, professor of law at Loyola. Good morning, Dane. How are you?
Morning, Tommy. Just fine.
Good to talk to you as always. You're a good friend. We love to have you on. DA Jason Williams facing some legal troubles. There was some action that happened on Tuesday in federal court. Before we talk about that, what exactly is the federal government going after? And I guess that's pejorative. Perhaps I shouldn't use that word. But what are they going after Jason Williams for?
Yeah, this case has been pending for a long time. And what it is, it's a federal tax evasion prosecution. Essentially, the government argues that he underreported his income by getting cash payments from clients and just essentially putting the cash in his pocket and not in an account reporting it on his tax returns, and also overreporting his expenses by claiming his business expenses, personal matters, items such as mortgage payments and car payments and those sorts of things. So it's just a federal tax evasion suit, and the government doesn't bring many of these, surprisingly enough, but they brought one against him, and nobody wants to be in the crosshairs of the government, but he is.
Mm-mm. Is this the kind of thing that starts with the IRS and audits, generally speaking?
It does. It does. And the vast majority of these get resolved civilly through settlements and through civil actions. But when the government thinks that the taxpayer has been willfully trying to evade taxes or not even file returns in some cases, the government will bring a criminal prosecution. But again, it's quite rare. And the government has a tough time in tax cases because these are tried to juries, and jurors, everybody likes to hate the IRS, and nobody understands the tax code, and nobody can understand the tax forms that they fill out. And as a result, taxpayers, rich and poor, go to tax preparers to have the forms filled out. And in this case, that's Jason Williams is arguing that's what he did. He went to a tax preparer, and the tax preparer essentially screwed up, is his argument, by over-reporting the expenses and under-reporting the income.
We could take a break, Dane, when we come back. I know I do pay somebody to do my taxes. He's a good friend, so I'm not worried about that, but when it comes to federal prison, who knows? But anyway, you got to sign a thing saying that he says that the return is based on what information I gave him. I just want to talk about the probability of people prevailing in cases against the federal government like this, because they have a lot of companies, and we advertise them, that try to settle your IRS debt, and it seems as though Jason Williams chose, rather than to reach some kind of settlement, and I don't know this for a fact, I'm just surmising, to go to trial and roll the dice with the jury, thinking that he's going to either wind up hanging the jury or having a acquittal. And if that's the case, then it might be cheaper to pay the lawyer than pay. I'm just looking at it from the real world case here than to do the settlement. 8:50 and a half, time for traffic now on WWL. 8:55, 5 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday, October 21st, day 53 of the Ida recovery, talking to our friend Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola, who is always there when we need him, about D.A. Jason Williams facing some legal troubles as it relates to his, I guess, tax evasion is the charge, or fraud, or are they the same thing? How's that work, Dane?
Well, here the core of the case is tax evasion, where the government is contending that he didn't pay the taxes that were due. What was interesting is during that commercial break, Tommy, I was listening to the commercials, and one was from some estate planning company about how you could reduce your tax liability. And the difference is there's nothing wrong with tax planning and tax reduction. The problem is tax evasion, and that's what they are contending that he engaged in.
Is fraud a different thing, or is there no, or is it just a different way of referring to it? Because it has to be fraudulent if you evade it, I guess?
Yeah, and tax fraud, tax evasion are all sort of the same, kind of the same elements or the same basic type of conduct. You're defrauding the government by not paying your taxes.
So generally speaking, well, let me get back first off to the thing I sign when my preparer does the taxes. Is the preparer off the hook if the person whose taxes they're preparing has them sign that form where it's like, look, I'm just going on what they told me? Or do they have a hand
generally,
in this as well?
Yeah, generally, yes. But in this particular case, the government's allegation is that the tax preparer was involved in a conspiracy with Jason Williams and his partner to evade taxes. In fact, the tax preparer here has pled guilty himself.
Oh.
And admitted that he inflated expenses and underreported income. So, yes, in this case, the tax preparer is alleged to be complicit with Mr. Williams and his partner, and he's going to be a key witness at this trial. And
ooh.
Mr. Williams' cross-examination of him is really going to be one of the keys to this case, because the tax preparer says that Jason Williams knew that this was a scheme to evade taxes. And Jason Williams is going to say what most taxpayers would say, which is, I just left it all up to the preparer, signed whatever he presented to me.
Is there confidentiality, like between a lawyer, a privilege between a lawyer and a client, the same with a tax preparer or not?
Well, there is, but if you're involved in a crime or a fraud, like the government alleges in this case, and like the tax preparer has admitted to being involved in, then there is no confidentiality or privilege. Everything is fair game. So
you're a co-conspirator?
That's right. You're a co-conspirator or just anyone else who contributed or participated in a crime or a fraud. And that's the government's allegation, and that's why he's going to be able to testify to matters that would otherwise be confidential.
I don't know if you know enough about this case or not, but generally speaking, what I said before, that it seems as though D.A. Jason Williams is willing to roll a dice here, pay the legal fees, and obviously he doesn't want to go to prison. That's something else, which I guess is on the table here. So generally speaking, is it tough to get a conviction, as you said before, or how tough is it, maybe I should ask, Dane, to get a conviction on tax evasion in a federal court before a jury?
Well, I mean, in most of these cases, and in this one, there's no doubt as to what happened. Everybody, all the returns say what they say, and the audits and the invoices and the supporting documents show what they show. So it's not a matter of what he reported. It's a matter of whether he did it willfully. That's the criminal intent that we call it mens rea in the criminal law arena. What his mental element was when he was signing those tax returns. Did he know the tax law, and did he knowingly and willfully underreport that income and overreport the expenses? So it's a skull-cracking exercise, and the government's going to have a difficult time doing that. Can they do it? Yeah. Yeah, they do it every day, but it's tough.
A pleasure talking to you, Dane, as always. Very informative, as always. Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola. We'll talk to you again soon. Paul LaGrange next on WWL.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.